The filmmaker Martin Scorsese finally has an Oscar. After being nominated for Best Director 5 times over the years, Scorsese walked away with that honor last night for his latest film, The Departed. It also won Best Picture. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was backstage.
Standing on stage to accept the first Oscar of his career, Martin Scorsese received a standing ovation and pretended he couldn't believe it.
Could you double-check the envelope?
After all, the 64-year-old filmmaker had been nominated a total of 7 times, twice for screenwriting.
So many people over the years have been wishing this for me. So strangers, you know, I'm walking in the street, people say something to me, I go in a doctor's office, I go in a whatever. Elevators, people saying, I wish you should win, you should win. I go for an X-ray, you should win one.
Apparently, Academy voters also thought it was about time to honor the creator of such films as Raging Bull, Taxi Driver, and Goodfellas. Backstage, Scorsese told reporters what he was thinking when his name was called.
I said, you know, good thing I didn't get it before. It's a good thing I waited and good thing, because maybe it would have changed the kind of movies I made or something. I couldn't trust myself. I don't know if I was strong enough if I'd gotten it before, quite honestly. You know, and I'm glad that it went this way.
After being passed over for such films as The Gangs of New York and The Aviator, Scorsese won for the kind of movie on which he built his reputation, a gritty urban crime drama starring Jack Nicholson as a Boston mob boss.
When I was your age, they would say we could become cops or criminals. Today, what I'm saying is this. When you're facing a loaded gun, what's the difference?
The Departed won 4 of the 5 Oscars for which it was nominated, but the most nominated film, Dreamgirls, only came away with 2 awards. One of them went to former American Idol contestant Jennifer Hudson for Best Supporting Actress for her role as a singer who doesn't get a chance to become a star. In accepting the award, Hudson said the story hit close to home.
I didn't think I was going to win, but wow, if my grandmother was here to see me now. She was my biggest inspiration for everything because she was a singer and she had the passion for it, but she never had the chance. And that was the thing that pushed me forward to continue.
Dreamgirls so had earned 3 of the 5 nominations in the Best Song category, but it lost to Melissa Etheridge and her anthem about global warming.
Now I am throwing off the carelessness of youth to listen to an inconvenient truth.
Backstage, Etheridge told reporters she was a bit surprised by the upset.
Dreamgirls is what music in movies is about. It's a musical. It's what I grew up loving. And, you know, had there not been 3 songs, and maybe there might have been 1, you might be talking to a different person here. But that's the way it goes, I guess.
Etheridge's song came from the soundtrack for this year's Best Documentary Feature, An Inconvenient Truth, which chronicled former Vice President Al Gore's campaign to save the environment. On stage, Gore thanked Hollywood for spreading his Go Green message, and he played along with the persistent questions about another run for office.
Even though I honestly had not planned on doing this, I guess with 1 billion people watching, it's as good a time as any. So, my fellow Americans, I'm going to take this opportunity right here and now to formally announce my intention to...
This year's awards had a decidedly global cast. Winners accepted in a variety of languages, Spanish, Chinese, and Italian, and the films dealt with the human cost of the diamond trade in Africa, World War II from the Japanese perspective, a little girl's reaction to the Spanish Civil War, Queen Elizabeth's reaction to the death of Princess Diana, and 4 families drawn together by tragedy in Morocco. Forrest Whitaker won Best Actor for his portrayal of the notorious Ugandan dictator Idi Amin in the film The Last King of Scotland. Whitaker delivered one of the most emotional speeches of the night.
When I was a kid, the only way that I saw movies was from the backseat of my family's car to drive it. And it wasn't my reality to think I would be acting in movies. So receiving this honor tonight tells me that it's possible. It is possible for a kid from East Texas, raised in South Central LA and Carson, who believes in his dreams commits himself to them with his heart, to touch them and to have them happen. Because when I first started acting, it was because of my desire to connect to everyone, to that thing inside each of us, that light that I believe exists in all of us. Because acting for me is about believing in that connection, and it's a connection so strong, it's a connection so deep that we feel it, and through our combined belief, we can create a new reality.
While Forrest Whitaker was a favorite to win, Alan Arkin upset Eddie Murphy, who took an uncharacteristically serious turn in Dreamgirls. Backstage, Arkin seemed a bit embarrassed for being singled out for the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Little Miss Sunshine.
I feel in a sense like a hypocrite because I don't believe in competitions between artists. I think it's insane. This is a fun kind of insanity, but I felt for a long time that if 100 people say one person is a better actor and 50 people say somebody else is a better actor, why do the 100 people have the vote? The 50 people may have been more deeply moved by another performance. I'm happy I have this. It's very nice, but I don't keep score.
He may be the only one. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
NPR News also keeps you up to date on what everybody wore. And if you want a review of the best and worst of the fashion from last night's red carpet, go to NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.